Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We gonna have a good day. I quit my job about a week ago. Told them that I need some time. And now I'm going strong like a pro. Doctor says I'm doing fine. I'm freaking out about what's up.
Lyric line, I'm doing fine on Lexapro.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? That, did I just hear that?
That's exactly what it says every morning.
Lexapro.
Yeah, anti-depression drug, you know, Dougie. Don't knock it till you try it.
Why are we promoting that? I don't get it.
Pay me a little siphon on the side.
Lexapro.
I'm on the payroll of the Lexapro makers of America.
Mm-hmm. Lexapro.
Right.
We better check that out with
now
one of
I'm
our,
going strong on Lexapro. Doctor says I'm doing fine. I'm freaking out about what's ahead. Maybe I'll just stay in bed.
Good morning.
Hello. Here's how I prepare. Among other things, I'm always looking out. We were just talking about a new source of food. There's a story at DougStephan.com today about this new grocery store that lets you buy health food for the price of fast food. What a brilliant idea. Fellow that started Whole Foods has now started this, and there's only one of them, and I am surprised I haven't heard about it yet, but I think if we can, before we go later this week, take a quick trip in there and see what it's like. It's a great concept. And, you know, one of the things that's very difficult for people to understand, there are a lot of people who don't get what the farmer's role is, even though it's the most important role in providing you with food. Oftentimes, the least amount of money goes to the provider. That is, the farmer gets not his fair share or her fair share of what it is that it costs to do business. So you say, well, why then do people go into farming? That's a question more and more people who are on the farm are asking themselves. That's why more and more farms are being developed, going the way of the wind, because families can't afford to sell corn for $2 a bushel, which is where it may be. Remember, only a few years ago, it was $8 a bushel. The profit point at a bushel of corn is around $3.40, somewhere under $4. So farmers were really making a lot of money when it was $8. I think that was one season, then it went down to $6. The weather was good, and the demand was good on the global front. There are all kinds of reasons for it going higher. But the thing that is really troubling is this business, this merger between Dow Chemical and DuPont. That's going to affect your local farmer. It's going to affect you and the food that you're getting. It's going to affect all of us. And so as I look around to see what it is that today, every day I have my farm reports tell me what's going on, what is there we can expect. I try to pass along things that I think are going to be of general interest to you, the consumer. And one of the things that is floating around this week that the farm-to-consumer folks are looking at is I get twisted up about this stuff, and then I don't explain well because I get so angry. A fellow that I know well named Mark McAfee, who has the largest raw milk and butter operation in California, has gotten himself into some trouble because he's trying to sell his product over the state line. Which it would seem to me, how come we can ship lettuce across the state line, right? We can ship apples across the state line. We can ship raw cider across the state line, but you can't send raw milk and raw butter and raw cheese over the state line. And nobody in their right mind understands this. The California Department of Public Health, California Department of Food and Agriculture, they can't find a single case, not one, in their records of foodborne illness being attributed to raw butter, raw cheese, raw milk, but yet this thing has been going on for decades because the public health people, for whatever the reason, find raw milk, cheese, butter, this is anathema to them. They all want to promote organic and fresh, but they don't want to promote raw anything because they say it's dangerous, but it isn't anymore. And I know this sounds, there aren't many of you that have an access to raw milk, but that's because you haven't made your feelings known. You don't know. You think you go to the grocery store and you buy 2% milk, you're getting something that's good for you. Look at the label, man. There's nothing in there. It's a waste of money. Might as well just drink water. Why would you pay, what, $3 a half a gallon for white water? Now I'm thinking about it. How much to pay for a bottle of water when you go into the convenience store? Maybe this is a better deal under the circumstances. But you understand what I'm saying. There are more and more of these things that are getting in the way of what you can, your freedom to choose. This ought to be a big election issue, and it isn't, or at least it hasn't been so far, and I think it needs to be. There's a very, very, very dangerous thing in the air out there, and people are, it's sort of coming on you. All of a sudden, you're going to wake up one day and say, well, why can't I get corn for less than $5 an ear? That's the way Dow and Monsanto want it to be. They want it to be so expensive, and they want to control it so much they can make so much money on basics. And that's really what's going to tip the scale. When people are told they don't have choices when it comes to food, then there's a revolution. And I don't know why that isn't, frankly, a bigger role. I would like to, if I were on the dais tonight, I'd be asking questions all about the food supply. Never mind immigration and all this other stuff. Okay, maybe that's important, but isn't it more important to know where your food comes from and to make sure that you are that you're assured of being able to get good quality, fresh food when you want it? Isn't that more important than anything else? What you put into your body and what your body becomes, isn't that the most important thing? The water that you drink, the food that you eat, what goes into your body, for me, is the most important thing, the most important issue that there is today. Food safety. And so the government is going to, now they're putting a lot of money into trying to figure out, okay, how could the terrorists ruin our food supply? That's the latest thing. I don't know whether any number of things you could do. I don't want to give people ideas, but most of them could take place by them affecting the water. The water supply is the most vulnerable, and I don't know how you protect it. I mean, when you look around, you could, almost anything is vulnerable to these people if they decide they want to be creative and mess things up. So how do we make sure that we have a lot of water around, the right sources of water? I don't have an answer for that, by the way. I just know that I'm passionate about protecting the food that you eat in any number of ways, and would like us to be more aware, more cognizant of the water. I mean, think about in Los Angeles, Jennifer, where you are, Kenny, where you are in San Diego, the journey of water as it flows from where it's, the origins are in the Colorado Rockies for a lot of the water that actually makes its way to the Los Angeles basin. And think about the path the water flows in general. Without water, you have nothing. Your body's 70% water. So when you look up at the sky and you see rain in Southern California, they thank God for it. It melts from the ice and the streams, comes down a mountain. And it's really fascinating. It's one of those things, when you put your mind to it, it fascinates me to see how the world works, how the earth works, how infinite intelligence works, the creation of water, which is the source of life, how it comes, how the creation of water in the atmosphere. I mean, think about it. Think about this perfect planet that we're on and the water that comes out of the sky. You think that that's an accident and it gets into places where we can drink it? I think so many people just take all of this stuff for granted. They don't give it any thought at all. Water is a great teacher, too. Shows you how to move through the world. Water is graceful. It is determined. when it, you look at the Grand Canyon and how the water cut the canyon up over millions and billions of years. It just went about it in a deliberate way. Water is a very deliberate thing, isn't it? You get it into your body, you got to get it out of your body. And what does water teach you? And think about that a little bit. Every night I go to bed and I give thanks for things that are important in all of our lives. And I wonder how many of you think about how the water that comes into your life starts from the sky, maybe comes down a mountain into a river. The river comes into your city or your town. You get the water out of it. The rest of the water goes out to the ocean. It evaporates and it starts all over again. It's fascinating to think about it. One of those wonderful things about life that is worth thinking about. I hope you think that anyway. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
This is Alan Fankhauser with Harley-Davidson Motor Company.
What you got here, Alan?
We have a jumpstart set up that has our Project Livewire electric motorcycle on it, and you might hear that in the background.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. In theaters December 18th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Live wire in your future.
People can get on that bike in the stationary setting, feel what it's like to ride Project Livewire. To test the concept of an electric motorcycle, that technology is changing so much that right now we're just putting customers on it, getting their feedback, and we hope to make a decision in the coming 18 to 24 months as to whether this might be a bike that we could produce.
Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than at any other time in their life. What's the cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Mercedes-Benz is rolling out the prototype for a new Mercedes hybrid electric car called the Blue Zero. Mercedes-Benz is rated the 12th most precious brand in the world. And when altering its brand for the better, the lesser players will likely follow suit as smart green copycats. Mercedes is acknowledging that sustainability and the green trend are now irreversibly a part of the new luxury, saying cars have to look efficient and in harmony with the environment or else they won't be admired by society. Mercedes also says that in the future they're going to be selling refined sportiness, which will make people feel attractive and youthful. But for now, a big green Mercedes leap is the right leap, especially when people with money dump their SUVs in favor of a luxurious Mercedes hybrid. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.